With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Four people are dead, seven others are injured after a stabbing spree in Illinois. Police say there were violent attacks at multiple scenes around the city of Rockford Tuesday, about 60 miles northwest of Chicago. One suspect who has not been identified is now in custody. The cause of death or injury for all the victims has not been released. Officials say not all the victims were stabbed, but they were not shot. The toppling of the Francis Scott Key Bridge over Baltimore Harbor having a ripple effect. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the Maryland bridge collapse has closed the port of Baltimore, which will affect the nation's supply chain.
This is an important port for both imports and exports, and it's America's largest vehicle handling port, which is important not only for car imports and exports, but also for farm equipment.
Officials in Baltimore say they've recovered bodies of two of the missing workers on the bridge when it collapsed. Maryland's Governor Wes Moore said efforts will now shift to salvage and recovery. Overnight, the NTSB boarded the ship and recovered the voyage data recorder. Also at SRNnews.com, former Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut has died at the age of 82 due to complications after a fall. He nearly won the vice presidency with Democrat Al Gore in the 2000 election. An effort to bring top Israeli officials to Washington is now underway.
Prime Minister Netanyahu canceled a planned visit this week because he was angry about the U.S. vote on a U.N. ceasefire resolution. That resolution did not include conditions for the release of hostages held by Hamas. But the White House now says the two sides are working to reschedule a date to discuss potential military operations in Gaza. The Biden administration has urged Israel to call off a promised ground invasion of the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. Preparations are underway for Franklin Graham's next trip.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to hold a gospel festival in Poland next month. Thousands are expected to gather in the city of Krakow on April 13th to hear Graham preach and Christian music stars such as Michael W. Smith perform. The leader of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association has already visited Mexico City this year and has a gospel festival slated for September in Italy. Other foreign trips may be added to his schedule later. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Kansas have approved a bill that would require abortion doctors to ask their patients why they want to terminate their pregnancies and then report the answers to the state. Democrat Governor Laura Kelly is a strong abortion proponent, but Republicans in the legislature appear to have the two-thirds majority they would need to override a veto. Supporters of the reporting measure say it would give the state better data. This is SRN News. Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says the open southern border leaves the U.S. vulnerable to the same kind of jihadis who snuck into Russia and carried out last week's concert hall massacre.
Once they get in, they can probably obtain access to the tools and the materials they would need to conduct such an attack. It's an echo of the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan 2.5 years ago, but also it's an indictment of Joe Biden's border policies as well.
Senator Cotton was interviewed on Salem Radio Network. New York is on track to become the first U.S. city with congestion tolls on drivers entering the CBD. Transit authorities approved the pricing plan Wednesday, authorizing a $15 toll for most entering the zone that's south of Manhattan Central Park during the day. Supporters say it will push more people to use public transportation. At the same time, National Guardsmen are patrolling the crime-infested subway system. More details at SRNnews.com.